are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Thank you all for tuning in. Oh, hope you guys have had an awesome, awesome day. Got a lot to talk about. I just want to look at this really quickly. This just kind of caught my eye. They say American workers spend $1,000 a year on coffee, $2,000 a year on lunch. Is that true? I don't drink coffee. My husband does. And it's like he loves doing that. He drives through the drive-thru, I think it would be cheaper to get some U-Ban or Folgers. You know, what is that? Good to the last drop? Maxwell House. I guess when I sing it, it turns him off. He doesn't want to drink that type of coffee. But that's got to get expensive. It's at least a few dollars every time you get a cup of coffee when you do that. Anyway, so they say a recent survey of 1,000 American workers by accounting principals said that half of American workers regularly buy coffee during the week. This half spent an average of $1,000 a year, which is over $5 a day. Now, they say more people spend more money at lunch. They say they average $2,000 a year on lunch. They say a midday meal costs lunchers $1,900 a year. And if they say it's even more than commuting costs about $1,500 a year. Oh, I'd say that's going to go up. They say gas prices are going to rise. Wow. Now, they say the workers who spent the most on coffee and lunch were those age 18 to 24. Oh, of course. They aren't thinking about, lack of Social Security later. They say their low income is more than offset by their lack of real life expenditures and their hunger for fancy foods to get them through the workday. All right. That's what this is. This is the Huffington Post. You know what it is? I think it's our comfort food. I think we just want our comfort food and we don't care. I notice I get that way lunchtime. Breakfast, I don't mind, grabbing some cereal or, making myself a sandwich. Dinner, my dinner is very light. Sometimes I even eat cereal for dinner, eat some raw carrot sticks and broccoli. I just do because, if you have a small dinner, for me, it helps me keep my weight down. But lunch, oh, I want to eat on lunch. I just need my lunch. I do. That's what gets me through the day. If not, I get tired at about 2-3 o'clock and I gotta go. I gotta do a full day of work. I gotta prep for the show. I gotta do the show. So, lunch is my happy time. Now, I used to work through lunch and I used to never get a lunch, but of course I would grab a burger or something quick. So I see that. And I think this study talking about how much we're spending, right? It also probably explains why we're obese. Eating fast food for lunch isn't as healthy as you making something up, making up some tuna salad or chicken salad, making yourself a sandwich and packing it. But you see, my problem is if I do that, I eat it early before lunch. If I know it's there, I start to nibble on it. I always have, even if it wasn't lunch break time, I would go and sneak and start eating it because I knew it was there. There's something about the food not being there and you have to go out to get it, kind of helps me. Otherwise, my lunch is eaten by 10 o'clock. If I know the food's there, I'm going to eat it. So, but boy, look at that. $3,000 a year you could probably work on. Because think about it. If you make dinner, right, that morning and, or the night before, and you eat leftovers, that's going to save you money. So you could actually save about $3,000 a year. It's a lot of money. Coffee, I know. I keep telling you all to drink coffee because it helps prevent diabetes. And, I just don't like coffee. I never liked the taste. I really don't like it. So I can't really tell you to drink something that I don't like. Coffee tastes horrible unless, of course, it's like a vanilla, frappuccino or something where you put chocolate or vanilla in and, whipped cream and then add more chocolate to it. Then I could maybe get it down, but I don't do that because the calories, and I really don't want to spend $4 or $5 on a drink I really don't want. If that's the case, I might as well have a margarita, but, not that, is any cheaper. Yeah. I wonder how much that would be, a margarita a day. No, you shouldn't have a margarita a day. What are we talking about? Okay. So anyway, that's what Americans are spending. Okay. A lot to talk about. Apparently CNN has a quiz that we're going to take. is your boss a psychopath? So we're going to be taking this quiz after the break to see if your boss is a psychopath. Now, why would we even waste our time? Okay, well, you know, one, it's fun, but two, employee-employer relations are really strained, and it's just the beginning. I talk about this a lot on my show, but it's important. And the more we have the strain between employee-employer relations, the more the employee is really going to suffer. Because the employer has the power to fire you. Remember we were talking about earlier a few days back where a worker who was in a real estate office for 10 years, you know, didn't want to take her lunch break and wouldn't leave when the manager said, please, we'll get in trouble, you know, with labor laws, leave, and she refused to do it. So, you know, the employer didn't know what to do because labor laws, you wouldn't want to violate Illinois labor laws, so he fired her, you know, to protect the company, and then she sued him anyway. So, you know, we're just seeing more and more of this butting heads. And, you know, I don't want to blame Obamacare for all of it, but that's not helping. That's starting to be an issue. And you'll see as we're talking in today's news, there's been this issue over the last few days of the waiver for religious affiliated institutions like Catholic hospitals, et cetera, paying for health insurance that offers birth control. All right. Many of these institutions want out. They don't want anything to do with birth control. Why do they have to pay for it? Because Obamacare demands in 2012 that they cover it. So Obamacare or the Obama administration has said, all right, we'll give you a one-year extension. We're not going to give you an exemption, but we'll give you an extension to kind of get your act together. And it's looking ugly because these companies say, look, I'm not going to change the way I feel. All right, about birth control. I'm going to still be a Catholic a year from now, so I guess I'm just going to not pay for health insurance. I'll take the fine. So we're just going to see more and more of this as laws keep coming in, interfering with the employer-employee relationship. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about, which I didn't get to talk about last hour, how kids may have higher obesity risk if dad is overweight. So we need to get dad in the gym so us kids are skinnier, huh? Right? All right. A lot more to talk about. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Take charge of your health. Get all-natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. What is this here? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is appointed cultural ambassador. Oh, yeah, I heard about this. Hillary Clinton. Boy, he's tall. He looks good. Was he an airplane? He doesn't even look like he's aged. Okay, now why is he an ambassador? Why is he involved with the government? He's the U.S. State Department's newest cultural ambassador. I guess Hillary Clinton, she's half his size, even in heels. All right. Well, I guess I really don't know much about politics, and I didn't know he was that involved. Good basketball player. I don't know much about his cultural ambassador traits and abilities. But I guess Hillary Clinton knows what she's doing. Okay, so here we are. Lot to talk about. So, all right. Now, I think the reason why CNN has this quiz is your boss a psychopath, because remember a few days ago we were talking about, well, actually just recently, how 1 in 5 Americans have a mental illness, and a significant amount of people have been pretty severely ill. So I guess here's a quiz. I apologize. Dr. Dahlia has a cough. All right, is your boss a psychopath? Okay, so this is a quiz we're going to take here. All right. Does your boss have a grandiose sense of their self, often bragging about their own accomplishments? Wait a second. Is this a quiz about our boss, or are they trying to put down Newt Gingrich here? Do they have a grandiose sense? They were using that word in the debate. Okay, does your boss feel that way? Always, sometimes, never? Okay, all right. They say psychopaths are relentless self-promoters and drawn to people in power in organizations. Okay, I don't know if I agree with this, but we'll talk about this when we're done. Is your boss a psychopath? Do they lie or falsify work, stealing credit, and shifting blame? They say without a conscience, psychopaths have no moral quibbles about lying, stealing work, or blaming others. Okay? Do they sleep around? They say psychopaths form only limited emotional attachments and are prone to multiple sexual liaisons. Are they trying? I don't know if they're trying to... I know they're trying to put Newt Gingrich in a bad light here. What is this? Okay, the quiz is entitled, Is Your Boss a Psychopath? They say often in the office and serial short-term marriages. Do they seem bored with the constant need for stimulation? What are they trying to say? It's ADD. They say while intelligent, psychopaths aren't interested in the actual work, so quickly bore and look for new stimulation, often at the peril of their colleagues. Is your boss a psychopath? Do they accept responsibility for mistakes? Psychopaths refuse to accept blame for their actions. Well, a lot of people do. I mean, really, you're going to get your boss to say I'm wrong? Do they have dramatic outbursts of emotion? Psychopaths mimic emotions. Their shifts in tone or action could be sudden without warning. They could be bipolar. I mean, they're talking about bipolars. Do they have trouble bringing projects and assignments to completion? That's ADD. They say psychopaths are gifted at bluffing their way through work, but a careful look shows all style, no substance. Do they have a gift for networking, but spread misleading information? They say, yes, psychopaths are charismatic networkers who often manipulate and use people as pawns. Do they show a lack of remorse for how their actions affect others? So kind of like an Ike Turner type of thing, yell at you and then don't show remorse. Psychopaths don't show remorse because they don't feel remorse. Or a boss could have chewed you out and he wants to save face. And so he's not going to sit there and apologize. He wants people to be fearful of him. I don't know. I don't know. This is really getting broad. Not that I would agree with the boss doing that. Do they make decisions impulsively, taking risks without regard to outcomes? Again, sounds like a bipolar. Yes, psychopaths take wild risks. Okay. I passed not because I'm a psychopath, but I passed with the right answers. Okay, so what do you do with this information? What does this mean? Okay, is your boss a psychopath? All right, 1 in 5, the latest study, said people have mental ills, whereas I was taught it was 1 in 3. All right, and when I bring up bipolar, and we've brought this up a lot, it's somebody you just can't please. And I've had many, many patients come in needing to be put on a medication because they work for somebody like this. All right, they steal my ideas. They give their promotion to their best friend. They talk about me behind their back. Nothing I do is right. Anything I do is wrong. And, you know, I think there are a lot of people with mental issues that aren't addressed. They aren't being treated. And they end up being your boss or your coworker or your manager or your employee. All right. And I think any relationship in that area would be strained. What do you do? Well, get a new job. I mean, you really can't change these people. There's really nothing you could do. I can't tell you how many times I would sit with patients trying to figure out, well, maybe this is what you could do if you're walking on eggshells. Maybe you could avoid. You can't. All right. You can't avoid somebody like this because they hunt you down. When some of these people are in a real mood and they just want to satisfy their anger, they're going to hunt you down and find something. I know how these people work, and it's really frightening because you just want to do your job. You just want to do your job, do your thing. Then my recommendation is just get out of there. You know, it's not worth it. I can't tell you how many of my patients are asking me for medications to get through their job. Now, all right, this was much easier advice to give you a few years back when the job market was a heck of a lot better. Now, you leave that job, you may be unemployed for a long time. So I understand this is easier said than done. You know, I've worked for people like this who would cuss at me, you know, calling me every name in the book. I don't even know what I did, but they were just in that kind of a mood. And who knows also, maybe they did drugs. You know, maybe they're coming off a meth weekend. I don't know. But all I do know is if you want to save your health and your sanity, you're going to have to get out of there. You really can't deal with these people. You can't. There's not really, you know, you can't. You are not a licensed psychiatrist. And even licensed psychiatrist, you know, you leave, you know, you licensed psychiatrists are only with you for what, 15 minutes, 20 minutes? A psychologist will be with you for an hour, you know, and they get to get away from the person. But if you have to work with them 8, 9, 10 hours a day, can't do it. So, yeah. All right, so like I said, that quiz came from CNN. You could take it and see if your boss is a psychopath. You know, but also, here's the thing. I get to see a lot of nurses, and I talk to a lot of nurses. And one reason why I really respect nurses is they are probably in one of the more highly pressured type of job. Okay? You know, most people that go into medical school, most doctors are not obsessive compulsive. But the one thing they teach us when we are in medical school is you better become very obsessive with the way you manage your office, because one mistake could be death. You know, if your staff fills out the medicine list wrong, you are going to then prescribe the wrong medicine. You're going to prescribe the wrong dose. All right. If your nurse doesn't throw out a needle, she could spread germs. If you don't throw out a needle, if the nurse doesn't autoclave or scrub something properly before it gets autoclaved, things cannot be done halfway in a medical office. So nurses that come in and see me as a patient, I'm like, how you doing? How you holding up? It's tough. It is one of the toughest fields. Very tough. That's why I think most nurses are underpaid and overworked. Except, of course, the ones in California making $136,000, which is more than a lot of us doctors are making. You guys, you have nothing to complain about. Take your $136,000 and just say thank you and keep going on with your day, if you don't mind my saying. Because, I mean, you're doing a heck of a lot better than the average nurse. But it's frustrating. So you may have jobs where your boss is under that kind of pressure. Let's say it's sales. Let's say it's, now that doesn't mean you have to sit there and take it, of course. I mean, you only have one life to live. Just because the boss is worried about losing his job or losing his license doesn't mean you have to have that stress, but it will be transferred to you. Absolutely. You know, I don't know many jobs out there that are really non-stress. You know, most people will tell you, I got stress in my job. And, you know, the stress is losing the job or audits or you know, whatnot. Or the type of people you're dealing with. You know, working, let's say you're working in a collection agency. You know, yeah, you don't have to worry about OSHA, but you sure as heck have to, you know, worry about people that are mad and, you know, may want to bring a gun. So you just, you know, it's tough. It's tough. And I always tell my staff, you know you're in a tough position. You know, and I know I can't tolerate halfway stuff, and I'm going to tell you when it's halfway. I have to, all right, because you're going to bring down the whole ship, and you're going to take patients and their health with you. Can't do it. I'm responsible for my patients, and I'm responsible for my employees. And if I have an employee that's going to screw something up, they're out of there. And, yes, that it's a stressful environment, absolutely. Absolutely. I have to make sure my patients get the prescriptions called in, that they get, you know, they're up. If a mammogram is abnormal, it gets pulled. I see it, and I already start going forward with the next plan of action, and that gets carried out. I need to make sure my troops carry out my orders. You have to. And if not, it does get a little ugly. I do get angry. I get very frustrated. You know, do I yell? Do I take credit for somebody else? No, I don't. There's really no reason to. Do I take the fall for my staff? Oh, absolutely. You know, I have that talk with my patients, like, I am sorry. They should have called you back in a timely manner. They didn't. It is my fault. It's my fault. You know, and then I deal with it. I mean, you're going to have, you know, issues where you're going to have to address them and fix them and move on. So, no, I don't think I'm a psychopath. Woo-hoo. Good. But I do understand a lot of you are working for them. And my recommendation is get the heck out of there. All right. When we come back, what is going on now with religious affiliated companies, and how are they going to comply with Obamacare? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you?
I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping, and, well, you're not the guy you used to be.
I'd give anything to feel like you again.
Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges, it's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again, not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life.
More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone?
You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hi guys, let's rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so when we talk about the Affordable Health Care Act, and again, I'm going to be saying Obamacare. I don't want people upset by my using that, but just it's a heck of a lot easier to say Obamacare. I'm able to move my mouth a little easier. One of the things that was, I guess, applauded by many people with the Affordable Health Care Act was that now insurers are going to be required to drop all deductibles and copays for FDA-approved contraception drugs and devices, including morning after pills, devices, IUDs, birth control, etc. Okay, which kind of made sense. You know, I mean, I was talking about this a while back going, well, you know what, if you're spending $800 a month on your health insurance, do you really need to pay the extra $20-$30 for the birth control? It's kind of ridiculous. Okay, so when you look at it that way, you're like, oh, you know, I'm not going to, you know, kind of makes some sense. Fine. Okay, until you look at the mandate, okay, and you look at how employers have to purchase this type of insurance or they get fined. Well, what nobody thought of was that there's a lot of employers, a lot of companies that may be religious based. Now, we're not talking about churches and synagogues and mosques. We're talking about hospitals that may have a Catholic affiliation, like a religious affiliated hospitals, colleges, social service agencies. I there's many of them, but probably let's just, for example, like Catholic hospitals. Okay? Now, if they have a problem with birth control, that problem will extend to them purchasing a product for their employees that mandate, you know, that they pay for something that covers birth control. And if they don't want to purchase birth control for their employees, do they have to? Well, all right, this was brought up to the Obama administration, and they came out saying, all right, you're not going to be exempt, okay? You're not going to be exempt by any means, but we'll give you a year extension for you to get your acts together. You know, we'll give you a year extension. A year extension, they're still going to be probably Catholic-based a year from now. I mean, I don't really see, you know, people that are Catholic, you know, not becoming Catholic in a year. I mean, I'm sure, you know, somebody giving up their religion would help Washington. I understand that, you know, religion is not something that, you know, many people right now in Washington are happy about, but tough. Many people, I mean, if they feel this way now, they're going to probably feel it this way next year. So extending it to 2013 doesn't really help the situation. Now, why? Why won't they allow exemptions? Well, because, again, they need as many people putting money into the healthcare system as possible. They need all employers on board purchasing healthcare. So what these Catholic hospitals are probably going to do is opt out and pay for the fine. So now we have about 1 to 2 million people, they say, that work for these religious affiliated institutions that are now going to be out of insurance. So we're seeing more and more, right? We are seeing more and more of these, of groups of people or groups of employers say, this isn't going to work for us. We'll take the fine. So maybe the government's happy. Maybe they want everybody taking the fine. All right. I thought the whole purpose of Obamacare was to get every single person in our beautiful country insured. That's what I thought the plan was. Everybody's going to get insurance. Now, of course, I saw the flaw immediately when they said, well, insurers are going to have to pay for it. Or employers, I'm sorry, employers. And I'm like, well, if the employer fires you, how do you have health insurance? Oh, well, you have to go out and buy it. And I still don't see insurance dropping, insurance costs dropping. No, it's not dropping. I mean, look, a man had a brand new trachea made from stem cells. That cost a pretty penny. You know, we're also going to be talking about, I guess there's a type of therapy and a type of cancer drug that they think is going to be able to stop the blood flow to the cancer tumor. So it'll basically be asphyxiated and die off. That's an expensive pill. All right. Things are still getting more and more expensive with what we're finding in medicine and what we're discovering. So no, we're not going to, you know, see much of a change in terms of insurers coming up with a couple hundred buck type of plan. And remember, with Obamacare now, insurers have to cover preventative services. They have to cover physical. They have to cover mammogram. They have to cover a pap smear. All right. Well, you know, they could do it. They could do it. I don't know if they could do it for $200 a month. So many people, even $200 a month, they can't afford. So basically, we're going to have many people still uninsured. Okay. So we really didn't solve any problem. So what happened today is just the tip of the iceberg of how as these laws are coming into play, like 2012, this is the year that insurers were supposed to cover with no copay, no deductible, birth control, you know, completely covered with it. This now, I know some of you are probably saying, wait a second. Okay, birth control's been on insurance companies all along. Are these companies just trying to get out of Obamacare? Are they trying to get out of it? Well, I don't know. You know, I don't really know. I'm not Catholic. So I don't know if there's a problem with offering health insurance that has birth control where you pay a copay or deductible, or offering health insurance that doesn't force you to pay a copay or deductible. I don't know if there is a difference with the way a Catholic sees it. I don't know. I can't answer that. I don't know. But if, whether they're using this as an excuse or not, the point I'm making is employers are still not jumping on board with this thing. And if employers do not jump on board with this thing, then Obamacare is not going to play out like it was designed to. And if Obamacare doesn't play out like it's designed to, no, don't rejoice. Don't rejoice, okay? Because that's also part of the plan. Remember what I said. If Washington can't insure everybody and the promise is out there and now we have the demand and the expectation to insure everybody and private insurers don't get on board and doctors don't get on board and employees don't get on board and healthy people putting money into the system don't get on board, they're going to come in with a public option. Or they're just going to have everybody go on Medicaid and raise everyone's taxes or the people that pay taxes. Okay? All right. You know, Obamacare failing does not mean a failure for the Democratic Party. Because if the Republicans take control, God willing, and they can't give health care to everybody, then when the Democrats come in, they're like, all right, looks like we got to get involved even more. All right, we need the private enterprise system, the private sector, to figure this out. Because if not, government, the next administration, and the Democrats will be back in power. They will. Liberals are going to be back in power. It doesn't matter what happens with this next election. I mean, you can't keep a Republican in office, you know, long term. You know, liberals will come back. When they do come back, they're going to come back with the Republican option. So what do we do? I don't know what we do. I don't know. But forcing somebody to buy a product that they don't want obviously isn't working. It's not working in this case with these religious affiliated hospitals and agencies, et cetera, and it's not working for a lot of reasons. And we're the ones that are going to be stuck. And we're just going to sit here and twiddle our thumbs. Now, you know, we're talking about autism and how what they want to do now is change the diagnosis and restrict it a little bit because many people are being diagnosed with autism. Huge numbers. It's on the rise. 1 in 110 kids are now diagnosed with autism or autism spectrum disorder. And the DSM, which is the Bible of our psychiatric diagnoses. I don't know why autism is a psychiatric diagnosis. I think it's a medical diagnosis. But anyway, the DSM hasn't really been modified significantly for 17 years. So they're going to modify it. Oh, that sounds good, Dr. Dahlia. That sounds nice. They're modifying it. Okay, but wait a second. All right, if they modify and restrict it down, guess what happens to funding, right? And money that goes to those kids, all right? It gets cut. Remember, they need to cut funds. They need to cut money. They need to cut back somehow. So that's going to be another thing we're seeing. And many of you are aware I work with FAST for Kids, Finding Autistic Solutions for Tomorrow. And we help raise money throughout the year to give schools educational dollars to teach autistic kids because most cities don't have an autistic, you know, school in them. And most schools don't have an autistic program. And since autism is on the rise, we need more and more teachers, more and more supplies, more and more education. So that's something I do. If you are willing to give and if you have anything you can give or donate, even gift cards or gifts or something that we could use as a silent auction in one of our events, please go to my website at drdahlia.com. But that's all I'm going to say on that. So, all right. So, again, you know, employers, employees, not very happy people right now. Let's take a quick break and come back with more Dr. Dahlia. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are? A decade into the 21st century, record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I do. All right, guys, let's get back to work. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, about a year and a half ago, I was talking to you all about how if you're short, it could be a cardiac risk factor. They found people, especially men over women of short stature, were more risk for heart attacks. And then you really didn't hear much about it. But it was so significant back then that they were saying maybe we should add that as a cardiac risk factor. Now, right now, if we determine your cardiac risk factor, we determine, okay, do you have high cholesterol? That's one. High blood pressure is another. Diabetic, a third. If you've ever had a heart attack, that's fourth. If you've had a family history of heart attack, fifth. A male over 40, female over 50, and I think I said smoker, okay? And then they were even thinking, why don't we include short stature? And nobody's really ever talked about it since then. Well, today a study came out saying if you're tall, you're less likely to develop heart failure. So even though this isn't, you know, this isn't saying the exact same thing that they said about a year and a half ago, they are again cementing the fact that height may have something to do with your heart health. So they're now saying tall men are less likely than shorter ones to develop heart failure. Now, I guess the reason why they didn't really add that as a risk factor, yes, we know being short is a risk factor, being tall may protect you, is what are we supposed to do about it? Honestly. I mean, cholesterol, fine. I got it. We got to work on our cholesterol. Diabetes, I got it. Smoking, we got to stop smoking. But, you know, we really can't change our height. We can't really change our sex. We can't change our family history. What happened to our family happened. You know, so that's probably why they really never went with this. However, I think it's still important to identify who's at risk and who's at a little less risk. Now, have I ever taken care of a man who was tall that had a heart attack? Absolutely. Absolutely. And this study is only saying taller people have less risk of heart failure. Now, we talk about heart failure a lot on the show. The difference between heart failure and heart attack is a heart attack is where there's a lack of blood supply to the muscle. Okay? And it's called an infarction. And if there's lack of blood supply, then that heart muscle can't act the way it's supposed to. And so it could stop the heart altogether, or it could just stop that part of the heart, and then you still don't get a good enough pump. So there's a lot of different things that could happen with a heart attack. Heart failure is one thing that could happen with a heart attack, or it could happen from years of damage. Sometimes drugs could do it. Sometimes just, you know, old age, where the heart doesn't pump as good as it used to. Instead of it being a nice, good boom, ba-boom, you know, good pump, very elastic, it's just kind of a little boggy and just not as good as a pump, a good pump. So if you don't get a good pump of blood throughout your body, you get tired, you get winded, you get shortness of breath, you get fluid buildup in the lungs, you get swollen legs. So two heart attacks could lead to heart failure. But heart failure is a completely different condition. So this study that came out today said if you're tall, you have less of a chance of heart failure. Again, this was just one study. They say the tallest men in the study, those over 6 feet, were 24% less likely to report a heart failure diagnosis than the study period than men who were 5'8" or shorter. So they consider you tall if you're over 6 feet, short if you're under 5'8". All right. Again, this is just one study. This was data that came from 22,000 male doctors who were followed as part of a large study of heart disease and cancer, starting when they were in their mid-50s. All right. You know, I mean, look at just one study. And again, what are you supposed to do with your height? That's why I really don't like these things. You know, I'm supposed to tell you, you know, certain things so we could change our behavior. You can't change anything with that. But just realize, okay, if you are of shorter stature, and there is a family history of heart disease, and, you know, there is high cholesterol, high blood pressure in the family, and, you know, I would just say maybe go get checked. Just get checked out. All right, but I don't think you should panic. I don't think you should get that procedure. There's a procedure now where they cut your bones in half, stick a rod in them, and enable you to be taller. That's not going to help you with your cardiac risk factor, so I wouldn't even go there. All right. Also in the news, for those who join us, thank you. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Please don't forget to follow me on Twitter. I know the show eventually ends. I wish I could be on air all day long, but I can't. Follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia so I give you up-to-date medical updates and news. You can even tweet me back. All right. So kids may have higher obesity risk if dad is overweight. They say if dad is overweight, kids may be more at risk for obesity. Okay, thank you. They just reworded their title. They say other studies have shown an association between overweight parents and higher weight in their kids, right? But it looks like it follows more the father than the mother. Now, I don't know. I mean, they say here, having an overweight father and a healthy weight mother increase the odds of a child becoming obese later by 318%. Having a father who was obese, they said increase the odds by 1,388%, but having a healthy weight father and an overweight mother did not give any prediction on if the child was going to be obese. Now, it's interesting because, you know, you see that. You'll see heavy moms and skinny kids, and if the dad's skinny, I've seen that. But if you see overweight dads, usually the kids are overweight. Why is that? Well, is it because maybe overweight dads don't really take the kids outside and don't take them playing and swimming and active? I don't know. I mean, it's a lot easier for a woman to become obese than a male, but I still don't understand why that, you know, unless there's a certain gene that comes. But interesting with girls, though. They really should have specified if these were little boys or little girls as children, because I think many girls do follow their mom. Because, of course, the X chromosome, they don't have the Y chromosome. So that'll be interesting to see. Okay. Again, I don't like those studies. Let's find something that looks good. All right, cancer drugs that'll shrink tumors by cutting the blood supply. I love this. You cut off the tumor's blood supply so they can't grow. Drugs such as Gleevec and Sutent reduce the size of tumors, but, they say they could also make them more aggressive. This may actually help them spread. Oh, then that's not good. That's not good. Looks like when they were trying to cut off the blood supply, the tumor actually started to metastasize easier. It increased by 70%. Oh, well, I know why. These tumors are smart. If you cut off the blood supply from one aspect, it's going to find the second nearest blood supply, and it's going to go from there. All right. That makes perfect sense. Oh, I tell you, cancer, they can't beat it yet. They still can't beat it yet. So even though they were able to decrease the size, the cancer was still able to find a viable capillary or something to get its little butt through and metastasize. All right, well, I guess those things aren't going to come on the market anytime soon. You see, these pharmaceutical companies, they come up with drugs, they keep coming up with drugs, right? And they try, they spend millions of dollars. They don't make money. They only make money is on the ones that work. So they better have a huge bankroll. Also in the news, it looks like here New Yorkers are beginning to lose their heavy accents. Really? Long Island. Coffee. I can't speak New York. Forget about it. I don't know if I can speak New York. I'm a New Yorker. But they say that the changing landscape of New York, right, is such that we're starting to get less harsh with the New York voice, and they are starting to lose some of the defining features. All right? Instead of like saying New York, you go New York, ka. Well, that's kind of Bostonian. Bostonian, you drop the R. So car is ka. Take the car. Get the car. Coffee is coffee. Long Island, Long Island. 33rd is toity-toid. Really? Butter is butter. Go get some butter. Out of here. Get out of here. All right, I guess I can do it. I got to tell you, the New York accent is always hard. The British is much more simpler, much more easy to speak British. I can't speak the bloody New York accent. And I just love talking from the South. I think if you talk from the South, you just look so darn adorable. I just love Southerners. All right, so I guess New Yorkers, wow, they're losing. I always wondered, how did New Yorkers gain their accent from, you know, in the beginning? I mean, you know, how did you get the New York accent from the British accent back in the 1700s? I don't know. I don't know how they did it. But anyway, all right, New Yorkers. All right, well, I want to go eat some bread and butter. I'm going to go take the car, right, to Toity-Toid Street. All right, guys, we're coming up on the end. We got another hour if you all can stay on board. If not, you have a great rest of the ride home. And call in with your medical questions, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, or email me at drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.